Party Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Wednesday, August 18th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, we have an absconded sex offender in Highlands County. Ellis L. Walton, 44 years of age, was released from prison 5 days ago and was under DOC supervision when he cut off his ankle monitor somewhere around Oak Park Avenue near Lake Pioneer in Avon Park between 6:30 and 7 p.m. last night. If you have any information, please call 863-402-7200. Or to remain anonymous, you can call Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477. The name again, Ellis L. Walton, 44 years of age in Avon Park. Any information, please call 863-402-7200. Your local events on Friday, August 27th, the Pacer Group and Career Source Heartland will be hosting a job fair. Several entry-level manufacturing positions will be available. It'll be held at their engineering facility at 2515 Commerce Court in Bowling Green from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Once again, the address is 2515 Commerce Court in Bowling Green from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Brought to you by the Pacer Group and Career Source Heartland. And later that Friday, join on your Hardy Wildcats as they take on the Fort Meade Miners in a non-district home game. Kickoff is 7:30 p.m. and we'll have live coverage of this matchup right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world absolutely free at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs here in the Wauchula area, Innovar Structures is looking for a general construction laborer. U.S. work authorization and 3 years of construction experience are required, and a high school diploma or GED is preferred. Equity Lifestyle Properties is looking for a front desk clerk. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, at least 1 year of customer service experience, and organizational skills. And the Allen J. Automotive Network is looking for a sales consultant, 1 year of retail sales experience, U.S. work authorization, and a Florida driver's license are required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you prefer. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wachula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 90 degrees out, feels like 103 with a 7% chance of rain. Mostly sunny, the air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 10, very high. Winds east at 7 miles per hour with gusts up to 9. Humidity is 65%, extremely humid. The dew point 77, cloud cover 10%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:45 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Before we start, we have a heat advisory in effect from right now until 5 p.m. this afternoon. Today, partly cloudy until late afternoon, then isolated showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon. Hot with highs in the mid-90s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain 20%, heat index values up to 107. Tonight, mostly clear, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. Thursday, mostly sunny, scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Hot with highs in the mid-90s, east winds around 5 miles an hour with a 40% chance of rain. And Thursday night, mostly clear, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable with a 20% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. University of Florida researchers are using artificial intelligence to help citrus growers better forecast their seasonal production. According to MorningAgClips.com, a preliminary study found their technology predicts yields with 98% accuracy, up from 75 to 85% accuracy growers get from manual counts. So far, University of Florida researchers prefer one of two yield prediction models that combines data from unmanned aerial vehicles or drones with data gathered by hand. California's biggest wildfire is leading to widespread livestock evacuations and efforts to care for animals left behind. The Dixie Fire is the second largest in California's history and has destroyed thousands of acres of rangeland. Farm bureaus in Butte, Sierra, and Plumas counties are partnering to help feed and maintain livestock. Similar efforts are underway in Nevada County's River Fire. The USDA is investing $167 million to deploy broadband infrastructure across rural areas in 12 states. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says generations ago, the federal government recognized that without affordable access to electricity, Americans couldn't fully participate in modern society or economy. He says broadband internet is the new electricity, and the goal is to build future-proof infrastructure so we finally reach 100% high-speed broadband coverage. The states to benefit from the package are Alaska, Arizona, Colorado, Georgia, Missouri, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Virginia.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also showed that Multimin 90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin 90 in your preconditioning and processing program. Talk to your veterinarian and go to MultiminUSA.com.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more.
Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. 4-H teens believe unreliable access to high-speed internet and digital skills are driving economic and social inequities in their communities. That's the finding of a survey of 1,600 teens from 13 to 19 years old living in suburban, urban, and rural communities. The survey was conducted by the Harris Poll, the 4-H Tech Changemakers Coalition, and the 4-H Council. In a conversation with Comedy Central's Trevor Noah last year, 4-H President and CEO Jennifer Sarangelo said the lack of access became critical in the pandemic.
This isolation period and quarantine has made the digital divide even greater. We have a lot of different examples where 4-H is putting 4-H curriculum kits and supplies on the school buses on the rural routes that are taking lunch and breakfast.
Survey results show that unreliable access to high-speed internet is highly correlated to perceptions of reduced career prospects, significantly lower levels of digital literacy, and less confidence in the ability to be successful. The survey also shows notable differences in confidence levels between teens with and without access to high-speed internet in areas like graduating from high school, having a successful career, having financial success, and life overall. 74% of teens, including 79% from rural communities, believe the government should play an important role in providing broadband access.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Home construction fell a sharp 7% in July as home builders struggled to cope with a variety of headwinds. The July decline puts home construction at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of just over 1.5 million units. It is the slowest pace since April, but 2.5% higher than 1 year ago. Target's streak of strong results extended into its latest quarter. The Minneapolis-based retailer reports sales at stores open for at least 1 year rose 8.7% in the 3 months ending July 31st. That was on top of a 10.9% growth rate in the same period last year. Kansas City Southern delaying this week's planned shareholder vote on a Canadian National's $33.6 billion offer to buy the railroad. Regulators have yet to rule on a key part of the acquisition plan. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The topic of questions for New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick has been who will start the regular season at quarterback, Cam Newton or rookie Mac Jones. This is as close as Belichick would go.
You know, spending a lot of time worrying about who else is out there or not out there or whatever is honestly a total waste of time and energy. It's not productive.
Newton says he's getting tired of starting quarterback questions, and no, he's not heard anything from Belichick.
I mean, y'all sit up here asking silly questions to me, and I'm looking at y'all with the same thing. So I don't know what y'all want me to say. You're like, no, you know that. You know he hasn't said that. So for you to just ask the question, it is what it is.
Competition has been a tight contest. A's right-hander Chris Bassitt was carted off the field Tuesday night after he was struck on the side of the head by a line drive during the second inning of a 9-0 loss to Central Leader Chicago White Sox DH Jake Lamb.
It's a friend. It's an old teammate. And anytime you get hit in the head like that, it's a very, very scary situation.
This is SRN Sports. The New York Yankees, after a doubleheader sweep of Boston, 5-3 and 2-0, have caught up to the Red Sox for second in the AL East and wildcard standings. East leader Tampa Bay with a 5-game lead over those two teams. Blank Baltimore
10-0. Kansas City had a Western Houston, their third straight loss, 3-1. It was L.A. 8-2 over Detroit, Seattle 3, Texas 1, Cleveland 3, Minnesota 1. And now Western to San Francisco, edged New York 3-2. Mets third baseman J.D. Davis on his team losing 12-16 to drop a game below 500.
We don't really think about like 500 right now, or we don't really think about our record. I mean, I think we're more into just winning ball games, trying to get back into this, trying to get a snowball effect on the winning side.
The Mets led the East for most of the first half of the season. New East leader Atlanta won their fifth in a row, 2-0 over Miami. Central leader Milwaukee blanked St. Louis 2-0. It was L.A. 4, Pittsburgh 3, Arizona 3-2 over Philadelphia. Chicago 2, Cincinnati 1, Colorado 7, San Diego 3, the Interleague final, Washington 12, Toronto 6. With Ezra in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wachula, and online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: I can't go to the gym anymore because I'm in the fitness protection program. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. Stay safe and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.